There he is, look, strutting in, look at that.
Woo! Athlete, did you say athlete?
Yeah.
They're on tomorrow.
Oh, I love athlete. I grew up with him.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Joel's father was my headmaster at school.
Was he really?
He was indeed.
I didn't know that. But you were born in New Zealand?
Yes.
When did you come here?
About 3 months old.
Oh, really?
Okay. So most of your life here.
Quite a breewee, really. Yeah. British Kiwi.
Dave was born in Hong Kong.
Was he?
It is true.
Yes. It is fantastic, mate.
Thank you very much.
I was born in Leeds.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
I like the corn exchange.
Do I?
I like the corn exchange.
Why?
That's my favourite part of Leeds.
Is that the only bit of Leeds you know?
No.
Are you doing that thing where you go, Leeds, corn exchange.
Yes. But the best thing actually about Leeds, I think, is the cheapness of the cheapity of the, whatever you say, cheapness of the taxis.
We were worried what you were going to say then. I thought you were going to say...
the women. Actually, isn't that associated with the corn exchange as well? Aren't the cheap women by there, did you say?
I wouldn't know. Yeah.
Let's make some rumours. Daniel Bedingfield was seen consorting with cheap women at the corn exchange.
Spotted. Daniel Bedingfield with hookers.
Naked.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And Pamela Anderson.
How do you... Daniel, because I've never met you before. I've talked to you before, once, on the phone.
Did we?
Do you not know this? Do you not remember?
I can't remember.
Okay, I remind you. It's quite an important thing for a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm just teasing you.
I was when did we speak?
Can't remember.
You really can't remember?
No.
Okay.
Can't remember when.
Okay. You'll kick yourself because I was the official phone call to tell you that you were the UK's number one.
Oh, well, there you go.
Was that the one time you did the chart?
Yeah, Daniel was number one.
Kicking yourself, the only part of the body you can really reach is your own foot. You know?
Really? Yeah. No, I don't have that problem.
The kind of rub.
But no, I spoke to you. I think it was If You're Not the One went to number one. Was it just before Christmas?
Was that December? This you rang me for.
No, I don't. No, it wasn't. When was that? No, that's.
Yeah, because that other bloke rang me about. No.
Yeah, there were different. When did I do it?
Wes.
Back end of last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was December
still
time.
Doing it?
What single did he have out in December?
December.
It would have been If You're Not the One, wasn't it?
If You're Not the One, yes.
Thank you.
There you go.
Do you have no idea when your singles are released?
Do you have any part
of these?
I just like making music, man. I'm really bad with dates.
So you're just uninterested in music? Can I have your paycheck? Or can I have royalties? Can I have points on the next single?
Points?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Points mean prizes.
Up and down like a monkey and doing some hilarious things and a videotape.
Can I write a B-side and then the A-side?
Right, let's hear your B-side. Chris Moyles doing Daniel Bedingfield's B-side.
You, Daniel Bedingfield's B-side. Yeah, it's a B-side of a hit single. That's it, right? And then you write a really good A-side.
I can do it. This is my impression of Chris Moyles doing Daniel Bedingfield. It's quite good, isn't it?
I like that. You're a very hyper young man, aren't you? How old are you?
I'm 23.
Wow.
So
you've just got like so much energy. It's like you've lived in a Big Brother house for 20 years.
I've got a lot less energy than I used to have.
Really?
Oh, man.
But you've got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I saw you on the telly on Party in the Park. And you know, the light boxes at the front of the stage? Mm. You were caressing one.
Yeah.
And then you rolled around.
Yeah, it was quite funny.
I saw you once on CDUK, and at the end of your song, you did your last note and then leapt off the stage out of shot.
Fell off the stage.
And Cat Deely went, oh, I hope he's all right.
It was planned.
Well, you know, she looks shocked.
It's fun. I like to abuse, you know, camera sets and whatever they're called, television studios, and use them in ways they're not supposed to be used.
Okay. He's full of energy.
Yeah. He's a performer.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know, you get some performers coming.
That's a new
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think it encompasses everything from music and dancing and the whole art of the whole thing.
I never thought of that.
You're a performer, I suppose.
How did he get your record contract?
Okay, well, it's quite exciting, actually. I went around to a bunch of radio, record companies, and they weren't interested. And so I went around to a bunch of management, and they weren't interested either. So I put my little God Get Through This out on a vinyl, and then gave it to DJ EZ, and he played it everywhere, and people started going mad for it.
Who's DJ EZ?
DJ EZ.
EZ.
Garage.
I don't know.
He's wicked.
He's wicked.
He's cool.
And
so basically, you know, it took off on the underground. Lots of pirate radio stations playing my music.
Ooh.
Lots of MP3s, illegal pirating. You know, that's how I broke America. Is DJs it? In America, this is the great thing, it's great. In America, the way you're supposed to break America is you get a record company and they package you and they market you and then they bribe the radio station, take
well,
them out
I don't think that's true.
And take them out for dinner right. and all that stuff and then maybe they play your record.
Right.
But somehow, God Get Through This ended up being on, just people started grabbing it off MP3 because it had gone so big here.
Right.
And they started playing it without all their rigmarole. And so I came out to America and everyone was playing my music and I hadn't even been there.
So home taping is killing music but making your career in the States.
It's making my career in the States.
They'll have those little stickers on the albums.
Exactly, good and bad. Yeah.
But now you've got to do, because yeah, but you want to make money out of the American thing.
I want to sing to people. I want to make money, but it's way down on the list of. I definitely really want to make.
It's
money.
High on my list,
but it's. Way
it's
down
the only
on
reason
list.
I'm here today.
It's my only
and
list.
And every day,
it's money. I don't enjoy it.
Excellent.
I hate
excellent.
It.
Oh,
but the money's
never
great. So then eventually then after the UK side of things.
I like how you had to ride the music up a little bit higher to yeah, just then to make sure you know, it
I'm
was
good.
Really exciting when you said the money's
so,
great.
I'm a good disc jockey.
You are very good, mate.
Damn right, bitch, I'm there. so you went around the UK and nobody was interested and you'd gotta get through this demo thing and that got played.
Mm.
And then did everybody rush to snap you up?
Yeah, it was really interesting. Almost every single record company apart from two, you know, all the majors. I'm sure there were a few I didn't go to see, but it was like, you know, 10 big and more that wanted to see me, but I went into like I must have gone to eight radio stations at the big ones and to see them and stuff.
And how did you choose who you go with?
I chose to go with Polydor because eventually Polydor decided to give me all freedom. They said you can do all the music you want, you can say whatever you like, be this image you like, you can be in charge of your videos, you can do your own press if you want.
Okay.
To.
So are you in charge mainly or you have the final say so in your
the
image?
Final say in everything.
Okay. How do you keep your stubble?
How do I keep it? Well, I've got that.
You've never got a beard and you're never clean shaven.
Yeah.
But you've always got a stubble.
Funny, isn't it?
How do you do
you've
that?
You've got it right now.
I've got it, but do you know what? Seriously, I'm on stage in Leicester on Sunday because I'm hosting the goddamn thing.
Do you wet shave?
What? No.
See,
no, very. So what I've done, I did this on Monday night.
Mm.
I might do it again tonight. So I've just got cool stubble for Sunday.
Yeah,
I have to time it.
Stubble's great, man.
But I have to time it.
Mm, so do I.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, but what, instead of using one of those, you know, the shaver with the pads that your dad uses, I use those beard trimmers and I take the head off.
That's what I do.
And just go straight up there. Yeah. So it's always got a perpetual little bit of stubble there.
See, Dave, you haven't reached that point.
Well, no, this is fascinating. No, do you know, the funny thing is that when I was about 15 and I had about the same amount of facial growth as I do now, I thought, well, one of these days I will be able to grow a beard, and now at the age of 29, I still want to.
Are you 29?
Yeah.
I'm 23.
But it's not growing here, is it?
You see, all I get, you see there,
yeah.
I get a little bit under my chin, and I get a bit on the top lip, and then I get nothing on the side, and I'm still waiting for
you. You have
day.
Nothing on the side?
Nothing on the side of my face.
Right. That's what happens if his girlfriend leaves him.
Oh.
Nothing on the side. Cool.
There's a story I want to ask you about, which I've heard. I've heard a story about you, and I want to ask you if it's true.
Is it a good one?
It's a very funny story.
Yeah, let's go for it.
And I wanted to know if it's true or not.
Good.
Okay.
Hit me.
Engage us by your reaction.
Okay.
The story
oh
I heard.
Oh my goodness. Oh what? My. You can't go into that one. I'm joking.
You don't know what I'm going to say yet. So anyway, you're in a field.
Yeah.
Right. In Hampshire. And some people on a train. No. Right.
Bedding
so the story.
It's bedding field.
Here's the story.
Feel this, my bedding.
This is right. True or not. Is this true or not, this story?
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I heard a story. You're in the recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where this is going so far?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
It's true. It was on Pop Bitch.
Okay.
Someone in that studio must have walked past the window, seen through the blinds, and seen me in my boxers.
Oh, that's not the story I know.
No.
Oh, but hang on, let's stay with this one for a while.
Right. I do strip off all my clothes down to my boxers when I'm in the studio. I walk around, back and forward, pacing the floor, turning the music up and down and up and down.
You don't perform, you don't work in the studio in just boxer shorts.
Just boxer shorts. Every single time you can ask my management.
Really?
It's true. They're all giving their
is that
hands
freedom
up.
Of expression?
They just gave me a look of. Yeah, he bloody does. Yeah. Why?
Because it's freedom. I don't want to make some hit that makes me loads of money. I want to make something that there's my heart and soul. Yeah, of course I want to make loads.
But you can do that with trousers on.
No, it's a heart and soul thing.
Elvis sang with pants on.
I sing so much better when I haven't got pants on.
Do you really?
Yeah, I actually sing better naked, but I can't do that because I've got other people.
Maybe you can. Maybe on Sunday. So on Sunday, when you're on stage.
Well, I've got a studio. Right. I've just built a studio in a lovely secret location, and
it's not in your house. It's not in my house. It's a kiss of death for any performer or artist to record.
Is it really? I've got my whole last album in my house. What do you mean?
Do you really?
Yeah, all in my bedroom.
Well, all right then. Maybe you're the exception.
Kiss of death.
All right. Well, that
kiss of death. Flaunt the kiss of death.
That was the Boxer Short story, which I didn't know.
Okay, tell me the real story.
No, I'll play a record and then we'll do the real story. Because we've got to move on to
edge of my seat. Edge of my seat, mate.
Are you? Well, just push yourself back a bit. You'll be fine. Right. So more from Daniel in a second. Well, is this, what's, is this one of the, no, just press a button.
Yes.
Good. Daniel Bedingfield's here, he's going to do a song for us in a minute. What are you going to do, by the way? What song?
Oh, I don't know. Could do Never Gonna Leave Your Side. New single, if you like.
Okay, like that. Okay.
Yeah. No. Did you know that whole thing, that all the beat of that is beatbox? There's one little bass sound in there, but otherwise, listen to this. Hear that?
I'll just put the...
I feel like a song when that guy went. See?
But you can't do that and sing at the same time.
I'll tell you what I can do. No one told me coming up. Bink, bink, this hard, baby. No one told me coming up. Bink, bink, this hard. No. I'm actually building that whole song. I'm going to do that whole thing. Off the phone. And the whole thing, I'll be able to do the beat.
Dude, you're like a modern man's white Bobby McFerrin.
That would be wicked, wouldn't
it? You're like Don't Worry, Be Happy Man.
No, I can't do it.
I bet you could. I mean, if you worked on it, you could.
Actually, I'm
you could do like a drum and bass, Puma beatbox, Bobby McFerrin.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, my big happy blank curse the dress more for the blank devil the damn dad you better be bedding for your. There you go.
If you got some mates, you could be like the flying pickets for a new generation.
Right, you're gonna have to go into the studio now.
Be me.
Right, get your ass into the live lounge.
Here we go.
I'll talk to you there in a second, right. So that was Danny Bedingfield. I think that's a hit there.
I think so, potentially.
Yeah, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yes.
That's the B side. I'm telling you now. It's an extra track on one of his next singles. He does Don't Worry, Be Happy.
You heard it here first.
Exactly. Are you in there?
Yeah, mate.
Okay, good. So, to get you ready for Sunday, Daniel Bedingfield is going to... Can I say when he's on? Or not? Well, I'm going to say anyway. You're opening the show on Sunday, aren't you?
Oh, wicked.
Yeah. I go on stage to rapturous applause.
Yeah. And then everybody stops clapping quite as much.
No, the crowd love me, and because I'm so good at working the audience, they will be loving me so much.
Yeah.
And then I'll flash.
Yeah.
And then they start screaming.
Yeah.
And then I introduce you, and you come onto the scream, and
then they stop screaming.
No, it's good. And then and then you do your energetic set where you jump on the floor and stroke the light boxes.
Stroke.
Right. Anyway, so
I'll do some more stroking just for you, Chris.
Oh, I don't want to know about that. Maybe off the air. So. This is getting you ready for Sunday. He's with us for next half hour or so. He's going to do a couple of tracks. This is the first in the Radio and Live Lounge with a new single, Never Gonna Leave Your Side. This is Daniel Bedingfield. Very nice.
It's good, that.
Were you holding that fart in the whole time?
Hey?
See, that's the thing. You can't really be irreverent when you're doing that song. You can't fart, really. You have to hold
it in. No, I know. I did hold it in. I held everything in. And normally, I would feel, especially on a song like that, where you sing with so much passion and flair, normally I would stick my ass up against the window and moon.
That would be wicked.
But if you'd have laughed...
I'd like to get a video camera and broadcast it.
All right. Okay. Really, you can buy videos for that kind of thing if you really want. Aladdin, point you in the right direction.
Maybe not.
Daniel Bedingfield and the new single, Well Done, so you can hear... Well, maybe he'll do it on Sunday. It won't make Sunday last.
You'd probably enjoy it, wouldn't you, Chris?
What?
Your arse.
All right, seriously, leave the arse thing alone now. It's fine.
Radio 1.
More from Daniel in a bit, because he's going to be doing another song later. We'll get him back in and we'll ask him about loads of stuff. The Crazy Mind of Daniel Bedingfield.
Sounds excellent.
Stereophonics and Missy Elliott coming up. Is Johnny and David with News of Sport. It's just after 4:30.
The missing schoolgirl from Wigan is back home.
Oh, Daniel. You're so rude.
Yeah. So talented, but so crass.
Oh, you can't belch on the radio. It's rude. Oh, Daniel. Disgusting.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as yours. Yours was nice and meaty.
Let me ask you about this story then.
Okay, here we go. Right,
it's not the boxer shorts story.
Okay.
Well, at any point, jump in and say, I know what the story is.
Yeah.
I heard a story about you. You're in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm finished. Right, you're in the studio and you're doing some recording or whatever. And then in the studio next door were a couple of guys from So Solid Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Is it ringing any bells so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know what the story is.
Okay, all right. And you pop in, when you're done,
yeah.
You pop in, say hello to the guys from So Solid, mm-hmm. whoever they were.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to smile now. and you have a chat with them, and then, you've got to go.
Yeah.
And you turn around, and your parting shot is, when you're at the door,
yeah.
And you're saying goodbye, you went, anyway, lovely to meet you, and hey, see you in the charts.
Is that what I said?
That's the story I've been told.
You're running dangerously low on stories, Chris.
That's a great story.
Is it?
I love that story.
Why is that?
Just because it's... I just find it very funny.
Okay.
Is it true or not?
Probably. I don't know.
See you in the charts.
Yeah.
Apparently...
It's a bit arrogant, isn't it?
Apparently Cliff Richard once said it to someone.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, it's a... No, you know...
Not to So Solid Crew.
Because I heard that 22-year-old story... 22-year-old boys are allowed to dream.
I heard that...
And aim.
Well, you are in the charts.
There you go.
How many number ones have you had?
Only two.
Greedy. It's greedy.
Well, you know...
It's two more than us.
There's another 50 other weeks in the year that I didn't.
Well...
I have to change that, don't I?
Do you know what? Do you know... No, you'll be all right. So, the new single comes out Monday?
Yeah. Thank you for saying it. I've completely forgotten.
Okay.
I'm just really bad for dates.
You write it down on the back of your hand. Jesus, when you go on tour, you'll be sitting at home going, I'm sure there was something I was meant to be doing. And the phone will ring, go, where are you? You're meant to be on stage.
Oh, balls.
This is why One Big Sunday is so well timed for you, because the record comes out on Monday, yeah. Hence you do this big promotion on Sunday. Bingo.
And everyone can go buy it on Monday.
No, a tour, I am a prisoner of my own bus.
Do you have a big bus?
A big, nice, beautiful bus.
Really?
And so I basically get on the bus, get off the bus, do a gig, get back on the bus.
Wow. It's like touring.
And sleep all day.
Yeah.
Because I have to, because I give so much in those concerts. I mean, you think I'm energetic now, boy.
When you come off stage...
I'm knackered for a whole day.
Do you have somebody whose job it is to pass you a towel?
Among other jobs.
Wow, I like that.
Cool?
I don't have a towel person. I want one on Sunday. I want every time I come on stage, I want to be handed a towel.
They got lots of other things to do. But
I've seen Robbie Williams
there.
Come on stage. He gets handed a towel and a lit cigarette.
That's
really
great.
That's
fantastic.
I love that. You don't even smoke, but how great? Do you know what I mean?
A lit cigar.
It's like someone
that's
giving
what I want.
Like giving you some drink, but the lid's already off.
Oh man, wouldn't that be amazing? Imagine bottles that never actually had lids, and they were held in electronically, and you just have to flick a switch. I don't know where I'm going.
What goes on in your head?
What goes on in your mind?
Where did that come from?
It's really clever.
Like a force field.
Thank you.
No.
He's on the same page.
Being
we
sarcastic.
Are leaving you behind.
No, it's been safe. It's Matt, no.
We're going
a bottle when your lips,
a bottle
lips
without a lid.
It automatically turns the force field off.
Like a
what?
Bottle without
what force
a
field?
Lid.
Yeah. But
there you
go. You got it.
It's like
a bottle
without a lid.
It's the C side. Oh, it's the Z side, mate.
Works by force.
You two, where you're on? You're on your own planet.
Wicked. Why don't we have our own show and just get rid of Chris?
You can hand us towels.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to that beatbox again. Do Billie Jean.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Do Billie Jean.
I'm not doing it anymore now.
Why not?
Stick it up your ass.
All right, okay.
Daniel Bloody and Bedingfield, two number ones. Their steps had more than
good.
You.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shovel it.
Certainly did.
I'm not going to plug your tour now. Manchester, Portsmouth, right. Birmingham, Bristol, Nottingham, Hammersmith. You can forget it.
Yeah.
In November.
Yeah.
Tickets available.
Yeah.
You can forget it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I've made an enemy now, mate.
Yeah.
Cool. Never play my record again, will you?
Do you know my favourite song of yours?
What?
Is I Can't Read You.
Thank you.
I like that one.
Why do you like it?
Because I think it's good. And I like the bit where it goes...
Oh, the broken stuff.
And it's like the wedding singer.
Is it?
There's a bit in the wedding singer where he sings.
Yeah.
And he goes...
And then he goes... Bloody hell! What is
Yeah. Right, so anyway, that reminds me. Anyway, you're going to do...
You should have seen his eyes go up. He knew what the next word was, worried that I was going to say it.
I know. Well, because you're
I've never seen someone's eyebrows so far up their own head.
That's because you're crackers. And I don't know, you might say it because you believe that force fields exist on bottles
they
of beer.
They do! I've seen them with my own eyes.
I've been drinking too much beer. Right, thank you for coming in. I'll see you on Sunday, Full Woman Sunday.
Lovely, mate.
And,
no,
and that'll
come
be
on,
good.
No, you just do Billie Jean just for me, just once.
I can't do it.
No, you remember how I
tell you what, maybe in Leicester.
No, come on.
I can't do Billie Jean.
The thing is, I'm on radio right now, so I can just keep pestering in you till you actually do it. Should I teach you how to do it?
See you in the charts.
See you in the live lounge.
See you in the game. Oh, what are you going to do? Oh, you tell us when you're in there. he wants a bottle of beer invented with no lid. There's like a force field on top.
But look, English people are generally very good inventors.
Yes, but they can't invent force fields!
We live in the inventor city, mate.
Seriously, when was the last time you had a CAT scan?
This is really crazy. I had an MRI scan a week ago.
Are you normal?
No.
Do they find anything?
Yes.
You don't drink coffee anymore.
Severely inserted into certain head cranial... suppositories.
I have no idea what he's saying!
I was only kidding, by the way, when I said I understood the bottle thing.
Oh, dear.
No! You joined in! You and Daniel Bedingfield live on the planet Bedingfield! Yeah. Beddingland!
There is only one person in the planet Bedingfield, thank you very much.
Well, he's a visitor, he's a tourist to it. Anyway, right. So we'll continue this on Sunday.
Yeah, but Billie Jean basically goes something like this. Take this reverb off.
Oh, that was...
She was more like the beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, I don't mind, but do you mean I am the one? And I never listened to Chris Moyles. He says 801. Shit sack. Chris Moyles. No, he's wicked, I'm joking. He's brilliant.
Seriously, I'm going to come in there and spank your ass so hard.
You're going home with his ass in a sling.
I'm telling you. Pick a window, you're leaving. Oh, right, dear. Well, as the news is meant to be in 1 minute and 10 seconds, we should get on with it.
I think so.
Okay. Sunday, you can see Daniel Bedingfield. He's going to be live. He's going to open our show in Leicester. It's free. You don't need a ticket. Just turn up and see the whole goddamn thing. What are you going to do for us now?
I don't know. Let's make it up.
Okay, all right. When you're low. Daniel Bedingfield. From the planet Daniel.
I thought it was Bedingfield.
I don't know.
There's another little one, you know. He's 13 years old. He's called Josh.
Josh Bedingfield?
Yep.
Is he your brother?
He's an amazing actor.
Is he? I didn't know that.
And my sister Natasha just got signed by BMG.
Congratulations.
Mm.
God, I tell you what.
What a talented family.
Isn't it, that fella, family. That family.
They're much better than me. Look, Chris, thank you so much, man.
Daniel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Daniel. See you in later. Radio 1.